It's a Daily Talk Show, episode 427.
It's Weekend Banter. We got the full Gronk squad. We're fucking matching. We look like a bunch of Oompa Loompas, to be honest.
What do you mean? Like, Oompa Loompas are orange.
Yeah, but they all look the same. My point is there's like uniformity.
Yeah.
We've got our uniformity down to a fucking tee. Actually, down to a hoodie.
I mean, has anyone been called out in public of wearing their hoodie and anyone asking about it?
Or? Oh, a bunch of people. You know, it's so easy when someone says to you, like, what is it? It's a podcast. Where do I find it? I've like had two people take a photo of my hoodie because the logo is the web address to find the fucking podcast. Yeah, so it's amazing. Yeah. We are closing off the orders in the next couple of days. Mm. So today is Saturday. These hoodies are $60. If you want one, it's the first time we've ever done merch, so you are a part of
and the last
first
time.
With the amount.
You've got to be hyperbolic. No, to be honest, in all honesty, we won't do the hoodies for another at least a year, but we'll do
and they won't be the same. We'll do a different. So we want to try and do something different each time.
But the T-shirt, we'll eventually do T-shirts for summer.
We'll do, things relating to the seasons. This isn't going to be worn in summer because it's fucking, it's so snug for the winter months.
Could we do a Hawaiian-style shirt for summer with the Daily Talk Show?
100%. I've got an idea. I've got an idea right now.
What are you thinking?
I can't tell you. It's a surprise.
I think what I've worked out with you, 3D Dill, is that when you say I can't tell you, it's because you don't know, but you won't tell us that you don't know. It's just that you're
In this case, I do know.
Okay.
But I can't. I can't show you right now.
Okay. Yeah.
I like surprises, sort of.
Yeah.
Sort of.
Anyway, go to thedailytalkshow.com/hoodies. Get your hoodies. We, Anna, a friend of mine, she just messaged, said, I've got mine. And I said, you're going to fucking love it.
Yeah.
So it's all
They're
happening.
Super comfy. I mean, we've been wearing them every single day.
Do you know what rattled me? Remember when walked into the office on Thursday, just been to a shoot at Country Road. They've just launched a brand new store. Mm. I'm talking with the managing director, all these high flyers, you know, I had so much shit in the hood of my jumper.
Yeah.
And you guys, and this is when you know you've got some good mates or just someone that likes to point out flaws.
Bit of both.
You said, what's that shit on your hoodie?
Was that me that said that?
I think it was you.
No, it was me.
I think I definitely thought it.
Did you see it, Dill?
I saw it and I thought it, but you were busy. I don't want to distract you.
No. What distracts me is not being told and then working out I've got a team of gronks that won't tell me shit.
It's bad for brand.
Dude, it's so bad. And I can just imagine these important people at Country Road are just thinking, who's let this fucking gronk in the door?
Do we need something more premium that we can wear? Do we need like the Daily Talk Show blazer or something like that? So.
For corporate shoots?
Yeah.
We probably do need something.
I don't know if I can wear it on Monday's shoot.
Yeah. Well, I reckon I was pushing it wearing it Country Road because everyone was kitted out in Country Road.
Did anyone say anything about the Daily Talk Show?
Yeah, I had lots of great conversations about the show because it is a talking point. So
yeah, maybe just lean into it. Yeah. I mean, because the thing is that like – yeah, I mean, that's not a good attitude. I was going to say, look, what's the worst thing that I hear?
It's kind of shit.
Like Country Road.
I tell you, I've been drinking coffee from a keep cup. And the only reason I've been drinking coffee from a keep cup is because I've been getting free coffee from 7-Eleven.
It's the most rank-looking cup I've ever seen. Bad for keep cups brand.
Well, keep cup, it's like the Kleenex. It's like the Hoover. The Dyson keep cups. There's a bunch of different keep cups. But anyway, at the moment they're doing, this is not an ad. I'm purely taking advantage of something that's for free and I'm taking serious advantage of this. Mm-hmm. So I need to run something by you that I want to know whether you think it's right or not.
Yeah.
So for the month of August leading into September, they're doing free coffee for anyone who brings in a keep cup. So the first time I went in, I'm like, this feels a bit weird. Like I just acknowledged the guy at the front and then I kind of like, as I'd finished, I just kind of acknowledged him again and said, see ya. And I was hoping he didn't call me and say, Mah!
And what did he say?
Bye. So I just walked out with a coffee and I was like, that feels like stealing. Yeah. But then I got comfortable and a bit confident, as I do. Yes, you are. And I took this back in this keep cup. You could fit like a extremely large coffee in here. So what I ended up doing was I was like, the $1 coffee, if you get a latte, to me, because I drink strong coffees, tastes like hot milk.
If you've just been shoving Snickers bars into the cup, that doesn't count.
I remember as a kid, there was some young gronks.
So yep. You're phlegmy too. We ate so much shit food.
Some young gronks would put stuff into their Slurpees, their big Slurpees, and hide it in there. Horrible. Really? Like that. I think that's stealing. But that I want to know if this. I want to know. Yes. I want to know if. I know that's. I want to know if this is not the right thing to do. So I take my cup in. I put it under. I press a small, short black. So it spits out its short black, which is. Usually, if you press the dollar and then do that, it's a dollar. And then I leave my cup there and I go again. I go $1 and then I go latte and then it spits out another shot and it's a latte.
I think that's fine.
And so now I've got, which wouldn't make sense if I did it with a $1 cup, but I've got two $1 within this.
Do they have any sort of communication around one per person, one a day?
It doesn't say that. So I read the T's and C's and all it says is you need to be using a keep cup or something similar that's using recycled plastics or glass. Mm-hmm. And
a cup?
Could I use a ceramic mug?
if it was recycled material. So that's the whole thing. They're trying to get people to use it, recycled material cups. So this would be something. This is, use, you know, recycycled fucking plastics that they've been able to make.
Did you know that?
I didn't actually know that they were made of recycled plastics.
Hmm. Well, that's what they reckon. Well, that's what they're... So hang on. No. But this is a good point because if all of them aren't, then the people that are using the ones that aren't recycled plastic or
stealing.
Do you reckon I could go in there with a glass jar and fill it up?
I think you could do a lot. I don't think they're going to...
This is the thing. When you put T's and C's that are just a bit loose, wishy-washy, gronks like us will take full advantage.
A gronk's more likely to read T's and C's or not read T's and C's?
Most likely not to read T's and C's.
Unless you're trying to beat the system. Yeah. In that case, you'll read the T's and C's.
And so I feel like there's nothing stating that I can't press, you know, the machine and put through multiple cups of coffee into the one cup. What do you think?
Yeah, I wonder how much it costs them. Can we do the math?
How much it costs them for what?
$7.11. Now, how much this whole campaign would be costing 7-Eleven?
Oh, so
how many times have you gone in this week?
So I've had like four coffees this week.
And so let's imagine that they, a million.
Oh, I did coffees? All the maths. It was in that video I made. They're on. I'll look it up. Anyway, you keep going.
I'm curious, like, because there's going to be a bunch of people who, like, just use their the cups and pay for it and all that sort of thing.
To be honest, it has been really busy and people not using that. So I've only seen a bunch of people.
How do you check out? Do you just go up to the bloke and be like, I've got a keep cup?
No, literally waved goodbye.
Yeah, you kind of do the right thing, hold it up and say, see you, mate. I've made sure I've engaged with them each time just in case they're like, but they haven't.
At Munich Airport, they have free coffee machines.
That's fucking
sick. That's quite nice.
It's a huge marketing campaign that's, I think, probably done pretty
for good. Munich as well.
For Munich too. I mean, I'm going to go to Munich for the free coffee at the airport.
I feel like 3D deal would if you're joining us for the first time, especially if you're coming off the back of Zoe Foster-Blake did an Instagram post and it's gone off in regards to listenership. So if you're new, this probably makes no sense to you, this whole thing. We don't understand it either.
Yeah, I'm Tommy. That's Josh.
Yeah, I'm Josh. That's Mr. 97, 3D Deal.
Yep.
3D Deal last week basically got invited by one of our good mates, Uncle Trev.
Uncle Trev's a good name.
Uncle Trev is the best nickname. Yeah. So it's not he was King Gronk, which we've removed all hierarchy.
Yeah. So now we're just doing it. So everyone's going to be vying for grandpa. So anyway, so Uncle Trev invited 3D Deal up, organised his hotel and all that sort of thing.
Yeah.
The bit that was missing in the whole piece was 3D Deal lacking experience in the hotel department. Assumed that everything in the hotel room was free, including the minibar and the breakfast, racked up a bill of over $230, and that went onto Trev's credit card. And so we have, behind the scenes, we've been saying, Trev, seriously, let us pay You went above and beyond. He paid for your business class, like business class flights, getting there, return, accommodation, the hotel.
Yeah, it's a lovely hotel.
Yeah. And so what we decided was that a 3D deal will do a live read. We've never done a live read on the Daily Talk Show.
Yeah, I mean, Dill has managed to, for our first piece of advertising on this show, give it away for free.
Yeah.
I was hoping for making some money from advertising. That's usually what's meant to happen.
Well, now we're just paying our debts. So, all right. So 3D deal. I've written – so I asked Uncle Trev to give us a script or whatever. Yeah. He's been
he's a busy guy.
Paying
he's a
busy off guy. The –
he's a busy guy working to pay off
the bill, bro.
And so I've given you a script based on what I think would work.
Yes, you have.
And so, TJ, you're the one with the radio experience.
Yeah.
So long.
Yeah, look, a live read usually slotted within an ad block, so a five-minute ad block, and it would be at the front. So it could come off the show into that, or it could be the last one. It just – the live reads are usually, you know, the voices of the show. Mm-hmm. So Hamish and Andy. Hamish or Andy might be reading it, or both together. And so we're just dropping it smack bang in the middle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how we're going to transition into it. I think it's just going to be
– I don't know. Threaded deal, what's happening at your end?
Oh, I mean, nothing. To be fair, before
I
this,
didn't get it.
I will get into that. But to be,
and so we'll reset it again.
But no, I did reach out to Trev and said like let me pay you back, and he said like he refuses.
So yeah, he refused to be fair, to
every like we've all tried to pay Trev back. Yeah. So
and no trauma. Like there's gonna be no trauma from this.
No, no trauma.
All right, here we go.
So. Yeah. So 3D deal.
What's been happening this
week? Yeah, got much on.
Trevor Long.
Actually, no. So I wouldn't go that hard. I reckon do it as sort of like a because you saw Ben Fordham. How would Ben Fordham do it at the radio?
Exactly like that. Except he would yell a lot louder.
Okay, because he's got a presence.
He's got a real presence.
All right, so maybe just do your normal presence, so it doesn't feel like an ad. Like an ad.
No.
Okay, here we go.
Trevor Long. He is without a doubt the best tech commentator. Loved in households all around Australia. Mm. This week, Trev celebrates 400 episodes of his podcast, Two Blokes Talking Tech, with his good mate, Stephen Fenwick.
Oh, Stephen, yeah.
Listen to his show on your favorite podcast app, whatever that is. Doesn't matter. Just listen to it.
Yeah.
And while you're at it, listen to the Daily Talk Show. Also, while you're at it.
Off script there.
No. Also, while you're at it, listen to his podcast, EFTM, where he talks about tech, cars, lifestyle. Thank you so much for the mini bar, Trev, and keep on keeping on.
He's gone a bit off script. I did not say keep on keeping on.
No, you did not. I added that.
Yeah, we would get in a lot of trouble if we went off script in live reads because they're paying specifically for the words on
what
the
about,
cover.
Yeah, but they're also like...
Time too. Very much. Like sometimes I'd have to speed up. Like you'd be getting halfway through and then you have to start saying more words to get it out and we're done.
So this week I've been taking a photo of everything that I eat.
Yeah, look, I'm a bit worried because it's been a big week for the team. Some great shows, some great guests, some great traction, to be honest, on the social medias. Mm-hmm. And I'd say you've gone from a week of about maybe 60% foot down when it comes to being on social media, managing social media, to maybe 120.
Mm. Yes.
And so,
well, that's because I blocked everyone out of the Instagram account.
Yeah. Which is a...
it's another story.
Another story in itself. But, I mean, the mental health around being, you know, 60% more engaged in social media. What do you think for yourself? How have you handled it?
Oh, like, do you mean food-wise?
No, I mean just for social media into what you've done because this food thing relates media.
Yeah, sure.
No, I think it's less about food.
It's actually been good. It's been good. Like the catalyst, there was anxiety in the catalyst, which was going into our DMs and being like, it's that, you know, the bystander syndrome, which is literally a thing, which is like when someone's fucking dying on the street.
I know what you're doing.
Yeah. I'm calling 000.
Yeah.
But there's a lot, like people think that the other person's doing it and all that sort of thing. Mm. And so what happened is we opened up the Instagram account for all of us to be in there and doing stuff. But then what happens is that we assume that, like, even if we open a DM, it's like, oh, this is actually a good one for Tommy to write back to. I'll just leave that there for him, or I'll like that thing, but I know I won't write back. And so I was thinking, you know what, we need to be way better with it. It's easier for me to do it. And then if there are certain things where I'm like, oh, this is actually for Tommy, I can then say, hey, this is for you, or this is for 3D Deal, or this is for 97.
Any shift in mental state based on more engagement in social media?
It's so much easier.
Yeah.
Like, it feels so much nicer, because literally when I go on Instagram, I know what – I think that the stress was working out what we had said on social media, and so what – frame I need to be in to be responding. What have we put out? What have we said? Who have we DM'd? Whereas now I know that, like, the last time anyone's heard from the Daily Talk Show was when I was in the app. So I'm just picking up the conversation. So it's way less sort of like, because if you think of it, like, this happens, I think, with everyone, like any business that's got a heap of people working on it. It's like the context, like understanding the context of where everyone else is quite hard.
Yeah. I mean, when big brands are on social media, I always feel like if you get a response, you know, say 7-Eleven has written to us a bunch of times, I'm always like, the next person that then responds after I've responded to them is actually a different person.
Yeah.
So it's like, you never know if you're actually speaking to the same person. Yeah.
How fucking confusing. And the thing is, so if social media is all about being social, imagine if you're having a conversation at a table and every time after you talk, you'd like sort of move your eyes and think, oh, someone else is there. But they're just acting as if they're the same. Like, it's fucked.
Yeah.
And so that's part of it. And so I think what it will end up moving to is that, no, we won't have a roster or anything, but I think we'll have times where it's like, okay, one of us is in there at a time. It won't just be me. But because it was my hypothesis, I feel like I can't be like, wouldn't make sense for me to say, Tommy, you need to look after it. I need to actually do it.
Yeah, you have to test it.
Yeah.
I was just thinking for this one, I reckon if we can ask him to shift it to...
to horizontal. Yeah. Cool. So I want to call Derek.
Scooter Derek. Widescreen, sorry, widescreen.
Yeah, yeah, that's fine. We need to start the call before we do it. So Scooter Derek, give me 2 seconds. Let's hopefully he gets us on FaceTime. So weekend banter is a little bit looser, guys.
Yeah.
Hence why we can do this sort of shit in it.
And
if you switch off, it doesn't matter.
Derek is the one that Josh is doing this bit of a food mission with.
G'day, Derek. There we go. Hang on.
Hang on. Wait, let's get in. Wait,
I think you need to turn around your phone.
But I just spent half an hour setting up a goddamn beautiful vista.
Oh, no, but I want it to be – can you try and do that landscape thing again?
Yeah, but –
okay, no, that's not, that's not working,
on the screen, Derek. There is a button that will flip it, so you don't have to do what you're doing.
Time. Oh, no, here we go. Oh, this is like calling a.
Yeah, is this great?
No, that's not it.
That's great.
Scooter Derek is currently trying. No, I think that's fine. We can deal with vertical.
Good to see Derek. My secret phone stand, my high tech.
Derek.
He's our go-to tech guy. How are you, mate?
We'll keep that for Uncle Trev. So I was on your podcast, The Good Paddock, during the week. What was the challenge that I set?
It was awesome, Josh, and it's going well. It's exhausting. Just trying to get my headphones to work.
Okay, no worries. So he's really bogged down in the technical. I mean, can you hear us now through the headphones? You've currently got noise-canceling headphones on. So you had noise-canceling headphones on and it was coming out of your phone, and so you couldn't hear us, but you can hear us now, can't you? He's taken the headphones off.
Now you've gone off.
No, Jesus Christ. Can you hear us now? No, this is fine.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Sorry. Okay. All right. So lucky this is all heavily edited. Josh came on the show to give you – I don't know if you've discussed it, but Josh came on the show. My idea is to have someone on the show, and every week they've got to give me a manageable, sustainable, small task, if you like a doable task that will help not help me lose weight or other people or whoever's involved, but also possibly – help change behavior. What was the word you used? I'm loving it. I'm using it everywhere now.
What was it? Keystone habit?
Keystone. Oh, I loved it. Yeah. It sounded really, really pro. Anyway, so I loved it. I'm using that. And Josh's one was you have to take a picture of everything you consume.
Yeah.
Everything you eat or drink that might, I guess it doesn't matter for water.
Yeah.
I was going to ask you, can I waive that for cups of tea?
You haven't been for taking photos of your coffee.
No, cups of tea is fine. I've been doing it for lattes and stuff, but for black, I think anything that's just like black coffees or
teas. There's no calories in that.
Yeah, you're fine. That's not, like, if you're getting fat off black coffee.
The black coffee.
It's not the black coffee. And
what about deep shame instant coffee with a splash of milk?
I think you should.
Oh, you want it?
Yeah. But anyway, like the issue is that I'm having issues doing all of this because it is a lot of work. Yesterday, you'll notice that because we had a big day, Fat Fridays, we had Basil deliver us fresh brownies.
Oh.
We had Amy bake us cookies. We had Bree give us Hey Tiger. It was
a few posts. You would have put out a few posts because they were different times.
I didn't. So Friday, like I think just because I fucked up once, I want to nip it in the bud.
Yeah.
Nip it in the bud.
Yeah. And then
maybe
you could take a
photo. Bud.
Bud. Bud. It's a horticultural expression.
Oh, there you go. See?
Oh, fair.
I thought it was bud too, I think it is bud. So there we go. But I enjoy 3D Dill's got the same level of
confidence
as TJ.
I mean, I said bud.
Bud?
Yeah, I didn't say bud.
Nipping in the bud, that's more like a Jack Russell. Nipping you in the bottom.
And so anyway, I'm going to continue doing it. But have you been posting your food?
Yeah, check it out.
Okay, great. All right, I'll have a look.
You're in the same Instagram account.
Yeah, so we have an Instagram account, which is...
Have a look at the picture of the knife on the black table.
Okay, let's have a look. And how are you finding the experience?
Is this a private one?
No, it's public. Okay. You can go to TGP Food, which is the Good Paddock Food. And you did steak sandwich, Derek. And so this is what happens. We fucking forget to take the photo. And so
what's the – I mean, it sounds cool. It's the word's cool. But what's the use of doing this shit?
It's mindfulness.
Yeah.
And so the thing is that I was thinking about every time I ate something yesterday, even though I didn't take a photo, I was like, fuck, I need to be taking a photo.
Mm.
And it was just good because I didn't realize, like, the other thing is I find that whenever I do this, I'm normally completely on track with my diet or I like, yeah, when you're doing something for Instagram, it's like your highlights reel.
Yeah.
And so I was being very pedantic last week of just like, it is literally everything. So it's like, it was fascinating because I noticed, I don't know if you noticed this, Derek, but it's like, 3 days ago, I had like just so much stuff. Like I started off with hardly anything. I don't eat anything. And then like from 6 p.m. I had like all of these things, like stuff that I was posting.
Yeah.
And so that was good.
And then you can maybe hope that it shifts color as well. Like you've gone from just all this processed crap.
Well, Bree said the account's looking very orange.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's pasta bread.
Yeah.
That's,
the only green photo is grass.
That's heavy.
Yeah.
There's no real fruit in there.
No. There was some berries. I had some berries.
It's not supposed to be self-shaming, but it kind of gets to be.
Yeah, I guess it's maybe it's putting a lens on it. It's putting a spotlight on it.
Yeah.
So what have you felt, Derek, through the experience?
Well,
so far?
A little bit of laziness helps too. Like when I had a couple of days, sort of with a really bad cold and chest infection, like lying on the couch, and Clover would just my daughter would just bring me. And I said, "Oh, get me something to eat." And she'd bring me a bloody Anzac cookie or something.
Yeah.
And at some stages you go, I just can't be bothered taking a photo of it.
Well, that's good, but I think that's like...
Take it away.
Yeah, unless you start getting Clover on the account posting on your behalf.
Outsourced it to
India.
That's
not a bad idea.
So how are you going anyway? So the plan is the Good Paddock podcast, you want to lose 30 kilograms. You've had 3 people on the show so far. Where are you at the moment with things?
Well, I'm liking it. I'm at the stage where I reckon I can start forming some more complex media ideas and maybe put it out there to some other medias as well, like
as a
project. Not about me.
Uh-huh.
Like I'm not definitely the whole concept didn't come out as a Biggest Loser kind of vibe.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely not. Like if I'm 100, if I'm 125 kilos in a year's time and the good paddock is rocking, I don't mind. Yeah. I mean, I do want to lose weight. I want to stay alive. That was kind of big. But I like the fact that because it's supposed to be about all the community and all the other people involved, that it's not necessarily a win or fail kind of vibe.
But I think that I think that you can show, like, you're the prime example. Like, I think there is that level of not pressure, but through to really get the community engaged. Imagine what it's going to be like if you really see the how many birds have you got around you right now?
Did I hear a chicken?
When you're actually outside, you don't hear it.
I actually understand what he means.
Noise cancelling headphones.
No, even
noise.
Also, I've got two children, so I've got noise cancelling.
So you're gonna. I mean, the thing is, the worry that I have with the celebration of the podcast is obviously you want to focus on the shift to how much weight have you lost so far, and how do you think that you'll be able to continue with these things and make the progress?
Yeah, I think it's going to be about the little chat I have before the show and making sure no one. I nearly crapped myself when you said, I was thinking about giving you 10,000 steps.
Yeah, a day. But 10,000 steps is achievable. I think you'll get there.
I know, but at this stage of the project, the idea is that, think about it, in 20 weeks' time, I'm going to have 20 things to do.
Mm. And I guess you almost need
too
to.
Early for
maybe
me.
You are. How about this as a. Because I think one of the things with all of this stuff is if you add too many things, you end up just failing. Mm. Why don't you have it on a rotation of three things, and then so next time when you have someone on your show, you say, what's the challenge? And then you have to get rid of one of the other existing ones. So then by the end of it, you end up with three habits that are actually working.
That would be dependent on the habit. Mm-hmm. Because you don't, it's probably not a good process mentally to actually actively drop a good habit.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And there was a call coming in. Did you see that?
Oh, look, the FaceTime thing's interesting, isn't it? Right.
Love it.
I like the idea that they're small enough to achieve and they're add-on. Uh-huh. Like, someone might come in and go, all right, I noticed you've been drinking 1 liter of water a day. That's great that you're now consistently doing that, because I could drink 2 liters a day easily, and I have done. Mm-hmm. But I can also go 2 or 3 days a week where I don't have a drop.
Yeah, sure.
Just have 4 coffees.
Are you serious? Is that true? Josh jokes about pissing butter, but you must be actually pissing butter at that point.
Yeah.
Things get pretty colourful.
Tight. Pretty colourful.
Fucking hell.
But that can happen. You get busy and don't think about it. And this is the point, Tommy. This is my whole point. Like, we know, we don't know why we're like this, but we know that it's just somehow we got to a stage where there's little habits that become completely normal to normal people that we don't have rolling. And so it's about these tiny little steps of having a little routine. It all makes logic sense to normal people.
Mm. Well, actually, I heard
normal people, thin people.
I heard Hamish Blake on Hughesy and Kate a couple of days ago. He was talking about his weight gain. It was one of those things where it's just like, all of a sudden it just becomes normal to have a donut every day. Yeah. It's like, oh, I've got to have my donut.
Mm. Well, you form the habits, and they're probably easier to form because there's a lot of reward in having a donut just each day.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, if it was easy and felt amazing, we could probably create a habit. If drinking water repetitively each day gave us euphoria,
I'm sure
we'd fucking stick to it a lot quicker. But it doesn't, right?
Mm.
It helps you, but the donut definitely makes you gives you a spike. You feel fucking great.
Mm.
It's like at the coffee shop in the morning. I'll do that tomorrow.
It's
like
also you see the trigger time. Like a 3 p.m. I reckon is where so much damage happens.
Yeah.
Anyway, Derek, we'll let you go with all the birds. I would actually like to get into bird watching. Derek, have you ever done bird watching?
No, the opposite.
Oh, he's killed birds.
Okay, right. I never do bird watching.
All right, thanks, Derek. Have a good one, mate.
Thanks, guys.
The opposite to bird watching is just the hunting part, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's pretty brutal.
Can you actually hunt? Do they hunt in Australia?
You're not meant to. Oh, actually, when I – do you know I was on Radio in Shepparton?
Yeah,
so when I was on Radio in Shepparton, there was a – what do you call it? A little town called Benalla. which was about an hour from Shep.
Yeah.
And sparrows, I think it was, no, Indian miners, little Indian miners. Do you know what they are?
No.
They're an introduced species and they're a pest. And they were handing out $50 per bird capture.
Get rid of
and
them.
Kill.
Capture? Like, do they have to be alive?
No, I think you had to kill it. Like, they're a pest. So a lot of these places, they'll let it happen, right? So, I mean, hunting, you can't just go into the bush and kill a kangaroo. You can't just go into the bush and kill a deer. You need
permits
and stuff. Mm. And lots of places you can't do it in certain times. And so it is regulated. Mm. So you can't just be out on your farm and shoot a fucking cockatoo. I don't think it's okay.
Yeah.
Maybe in the central Australia where they've, you know, they're pests.
But why, I guess, unless they're a pest.
Exactly. Unless it's complete, there's no point for us to kill a bird. My brother, I mean, back in the day in Australia before the gun laws, before John Howard pulled all semi-automatics, and so there was that buyback scheme. Mm-hmm. Like, I remember my uncle had a shotgun, and he's a German guy, Wolfgang, his name is, and I was convinced he was like
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, Wolfgang. No, that's his first name.
His first name's Wolfgang.
Wolfgang. It's a very common German name. Yeah. But he had a pump action shotgun. I think it was pump action. Anyway, totally.
Better story.
Totally. Yeah. In my head, it was a pump action that you could do with your hand like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he sounded like Arnold. Like, he was like a big guy. Wolfgang. And I was convinced because I'd watched Terminator and I was like, this guy's Arnold Schwarzenegger. He's got a shotgun. And he had an air rifle as well. And we borrowed his air rifle. Mm. And my brother was young. And this is why you don't have guns.
An air rifle, what's in it?
So you use little pellets. Some of them you can load in actually bits of like chicken feed that are like little cylinders. So you can push it. It's just a small little hole that where you drop in a little pellet or just a little bullet. So they're not, there's no gunpowder on them. They're literally, it's like a high-powered BB gun.
Mm. So you actually feed chicken with it?
No.
Well, it would put a hole in the chicken feed.
So chicken feed, if you ever seen that, comes in little pellets. Mm-hmm. And so you could, some of these you could put pellets, those in to shoot, right?
Okay, sure.
You wouldn't want to get hit with one. It'd penetrate, but I don't think it'd go through you.
Yeah,
anyway,
yeah.
My brother had this and mum and dad went out and he was young and he got it and he set up a full little, like a little sniper sight out the back. And just took out a whole heap of birds. Oh. And then he went inside crying. He did it. And then he just was crying about it.
That makes sense, I think.
I mean, so this, anyway. Anyone want a Pringle?
Yes, but I would actually like a Pringle.
I've got a story that I saved for the show. Pringles. My friend Karim, you've met Karim.
Up on the mic. Just get there.
Yeah.
Oh, you like that sound?
Yeah,
it sounds good.
It's great.
It's a bit of air in there.
Yeah.
Another sound you might like. My friend.
Oh, they've gotten small.
I don't have.
I said the containers
are outrageous.
Remember when I was on the project, and they were like, "Is there anything that you're uncovering?"
What's the next thing? Yeah,
and I was like, "Pringles, mate, it's the size of a fucking 50-cent coin nowadays." Yeah.
Well, I would be able to work it out because it would fit perfectly on my tongue.
Okay, so you get one. So Karim,
what flavor is it?
Original. Karim, my mate, told me that the way they did it in the commercials to get the sound of the crunch was actually to use your tongue. So you put it onto your tongue, and then. And then what you do is you crush the chip with your tongue up to the top of your mouth. So like this.
Oh, that sounds good.
Wow.
So that's how they get in the TV commercials.
Oh, that's cool.
Have a go, Josh.
Thank you, Tommy. I actually remember Jules Lund taught me about if you want to, if you're feeling a bit conscious about your chin.
Mm-hmm.
Place your when you're taking getting a photo done, you put your tongue on the roof of the back, so you roll it in the back. Ready? So I'll show you. So this is me normal.
Yeah, great.
And then this is doing Jules Lund approach.
Fat
you have to watch the video if you want to.
That's so weird. You just look.
Do
like
you notice the difference?
No,
watch again. Watch. Wait, so this is normal.
I'm looking at your neck. Ready? From the side. Go. And now. Oh, yeah. No, there is a slight difference. There is a slight difference. I knew a girl that would bite her cheeks. And so I think it was to look a bit sexy.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like, look. And then you bite your cheeks. So this is normal.
Look.
This is normal. No biting cheeks. This is biting cheeks.
Imagine if someone comes behind. Hey, knocks her in the back.
Bites.
Just bite. All right, I'm going to try this crunch thing. So do I do it?
Other way, yeah. No, other way.
Yeah, so
yeah,
that way. That
yeah,
way, there you that go. Way. Yeah.
Like
yeah.
that?
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. And crush it with your tongue. Yeah, that was nice. That was real good.
Not as good as you, though.
Yeah,
it?
Here you go.
All right, one more.
So the way I did it, I put it out a bit
further.
It looked
like you were going to throw up.
Yeah, well, you always fucking deep-throated
it. You deep-throated the chip and then did it. Watch this. Yeah?
No, first one was first way better.
Yeah, it's yeah, a glad right. Right. First time. First time. Anyway, try boy.
Mr. 97, what's been happening? What's going on?
Well, not too much. I went at, how's this? I went out for dinner last night.
Yeah.
So I went to the
gym.
Does
this sound like a bit or what? I went out to dinner last night. What happened?
It's great. So I went out to the gym with Jason Andre, and then afterwards there's this place down at the shops near my house called Harry's Chicken.
This sounds like an integration, to be honest. Like
but it's
a live read.
It's a Gronk move, and it's a good little hack.
Okay, yeah.
But what you gotta do is it was like 8:30 and they were closing at like 8:45, 9. Uh-huh. And we came in after our gym session and
just totally swole, just fucking
throbbing.
Just needed a bit of protein.
Yeah, anyway, so we went in and they were out of Euros, which was so disappointing because that's my go-to. Well,
it's late in the day. They've done a Shepherd and KFC, haven't they? They've stopped the fucking...
But also, baby doesn't eat chicken off a bone.
Yeah.
That's right.
Not on the bone. Yeah, just baby doesn't
chicken
eat it on the bone.
On the bone, yeah. So you won't...
You won't eat it off the bone. While the bone's there, you won't eat it.
If I see a bone, it's no go.
Okay. So do you think... Is that because you've got sort of a...
It just reminds me of the chicken too much.
Okay.
Like you see like the leg and it's just okay. Like, yeah. Anyway, so they were out of Euros and so I didn't end up having anything. I just sat down and Andre and Jace got food, but the bloke was there and they had a souvlaki just sitting there. Mm-hmm. And he was like, someone actually didn't come and pick it up. They ordered it, but they never picked it up. And he was like, it's about an hour old, but do you want it? I was like, yeah, I'll have it. And so I got a souvlaki and then... they had all these potatoes. Mm-hmm. And it's like, we're just going to throw them out. Do you want them? I was like, yeah, sure. And then he had all this chicken and he's like, do you boys want this? And Jason Andre are just like, yeah, we'll take that. And then he had all this salad as well.
Yeah.
And he was going to bin it and he's like, do you boys want it? So he just put it in a big container and took it home.
Did he literally ask you like that, like six times? Like it wasn't all sort
of- because he staged cleaning up stuff.
So there's more to the story. He gave him the lease to the business. he's now the freehold.
Do you want an iPad?
The guy didn't work
there. Help yourself to the drinks.
No,
fridge.
Literally. No, I'm not even kidding. He actually did that.
What?
I just, to the drinks. He's like, mate, just grab a drink if you want.
Gee. And did you
take it? I'm just like, no, I've already taken, I tried to stinge some sauce.
Yeah.
But he'd already thrown it out. So.
Wait, so you literally, he asked if you wanted to, because that's just going full generous because drinks aren't going.
Oh, no, lovely place.
What's the chicken place called?
Harry's Chicken.
Harry's Chicken. Where is it? What's the address?
I don't know the address, but it's at Greythorn Shops.
Greythorn. Bourwon.
Yeah.
Is that Bourwon?
Bourwon, yeah.
I will say, though, if that story came from 3D Dill, I'd be pissed at him for taking it. If it came from me, I'd just think I'm a tight ass. But from you, we offer you so much stuff and you knock back so many things. Like, you want a coffee? You want a drink? You want a smoothie? Nah. Where's that from? Why do you knock us back?
I feel bad. It felt real awkward and bad, like accepting it.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking about like you're giving it a good...
Well, he was going to bin it. You know what I mean? Like once he's going to throw it out, so I may as well make use of it. Whereas the other's like,
so maybe that's
doing a favor for you.
It's like, do you want a hot chocolate? Because I'm ordering one. I'm going to chuck it out if you don't. is that the way?
Yeah, I'll have it every time.
No, he would. Yeah, because he doesn't like
Well, that's
waste.
Like I did. We had the hot chocolate in regional New South Wales. Right, yeah. You burnt your tongue on that.
Yeah.
But you finished it? Did you finish it?
Yeah, I finished it. Yeah. Oh, a sore tongue though.
Oh, that's a nice story. the augmented reality thing. Can you explain what the deal is with that?
Oh, yeah. Facebook and also Instagram, they've got like on Instagram stories, you can put filters and little stickers and stuff on your face and overlays and all that sort of stuff. It's all like come from Snapchat and whatever. But they opened up the access to it so developers can go in and you can create your own like faces and backgrounds and stickers and stuff on Instagram stories. So I was having a play around with it before, and you can set like backgrounds to like your Instagram stories. So we did one with Zoe, and we were like recording in front of her, and
it's phenomenal. So it's basically the production of buying a green screen using a camera, using editing software to crop out the green. And now they're doing it automatically. Yeah. Like, this is an amazing step forward. Like, these companies 100%. Are going to change the landscape of video production.
Well, imagine products, like product placement. Oh,
100%.
We could do virtually.
Hats.
Yeah.
We could literally have beanies and hats. Mm.
That we don't, because I saw that being a thing. People are buying virtual products now.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Digital,
yeah.
Digital, like it's virtual shopping.
I mean, they haven't opened it up to buying it or anything like that. So, it's just a first.
So you could be like, I want to buy the Daily Talk Show hoodie. Mm. Uh-huh. Mm. So you could buy a real one for $60 Australian.
Yeah.
Or for $2.50, you can get a virtual one, and then it means that you can like post Instagram photos of you wearing the hoodie.
Yeah.
So well, bizarre.
One day. Yeah, one day. Yeah.
One day.
One day. Well, I don't know if you can actually buy it yet, but.
Well, I know.
But
I feel
we can enable it for anyone who's viewing our account. They can go to a little section on our account and try the filters that we put out.
Oh, really? That's cool. Yeah.
For the fact that we think that these things are dumb is probably, you know, a lot of it will work, right? Mm. Oh, who's going to pay $250? Mm. There's a bunch of people. I'm back on the Gary V bandwagon, by the way. It's been a full circle from not consuming a bit of his content, you know, after years. Mm-hmm. I literally looked that he's done nearly 500 daily vlogs. Something like crazy. I remember like 80, 90, I was watching. Like, he's come a long way. Anyway, I've been watching his stuff since we saw him on Monday, and he's changed his tune. He's different.
Since Monday,
I've watched and
he changed his tune since you saw him last. When were you on the Gary V train?
Oh, I think pretty early, around the start when he started daily vlogging. I was watching his keynotes, and he was doing a bunch of other content. But yeah. When the vlogging started, I never even liked really watching the vlogs. I watched the vlogs in the early days because I wanted to see how they were made. And then you saw the progression in the production. It was amazing. Like that D-Rock dude, he's done a great job.
Well, my favorite thing that he ever did, to be honest, was Ask Gary Vee.
Yeah. I watched a lot of
that. That was my favorite. And that's what I guess this show is, like, without the Q&A bit, just people sitting in front of the camera talking, and like him having India or whatever on the side.
Oh, that's, yeah,
like,
I watched that shit, was fun. Yeah. And so he's
so how's he evolved?
He's less aggressive. He was very aggressive and yelly and sort of yelling at people, and now he's just like quite convinced, because a lot of the shit he's been talking about has come true, and he's like, what's the word he uses? Irrelevant. He uses that a lot now, where he's just stating that if you aren't playing in this space, you are going to be irrelevant as a brand, as a person, you know, as a personality online. And yeah, and so there's that approach where I get it. I'm like, yeah, I kind of know what I need to be doing, and
it sort of makes more sense, right? So this is a weird thing. The idea of posting, say, you know, chatting to Kylie Eddy, and her and I are very similar, I think, especially around like the views on content. We like creating it, but it does take some energy. Mm. And so there is that deep work philosophy, or like, you know, not pushing all the time.
Yeah.
But that seems like a very unclear way to build a community. It feels like you need something else. Whereas like the idea of putting out 100 pieces of content a day, you can actually imagine how that could actually connect dots.
Yeah.
If you're not doing anything, if you're in Stanley on the Nut in Tassie, just writing, you know, writing or whatever, you're not reaching anyone at that point.
Well, at that point, yeah, he would call you irrelevant.
Yeah.
What I do think, though, is what's important for someone like him, as much as you might think he's a gronk, or you don't like, you know, don't like his, you don't connect with his message. If you're a creator doing something that has a lot of ambiguity, like a podcast, like some, you know, being an artist in the modern day, he's doing the work and he's in front of the brands that are going to spend and invest money in people like us. So this keynote, which I'll put in the show notes, I personally won't, Mr. 97 will.
Great. Can you remember that?
No, I definitely put it in the show notes. It is.
I'll remember it. Okay. I got it.
I'm going to forget it. He's in front of this big audience, huge, and they're executives. They're important people. They're the ones spending lots and lots of dollars on dumb shit like TV ads. Mm-hmm. And he's convincing. And I think, you know, he got everyone in the audience. He said, who in the audience only watches, you know, HBO, Netflix, Hulu, you know, like these streaming services, everyone stand up. Mm. And it was 95% of the crowd. And so the point is, make and spend money on a 3-minute video that people want rather than a 6-second pre-roll ad that people don't want, which makes so much sense. And and what he's saying is never made more sense now. And he talked about having built a 20-person team around him. So he and I think that's where back in the day, I was like, this guy's spending so much money encouraging people, spending so much money on a team around him that's doing this thing that's really hard. And he's encouraging people who have no team to do what he does. Mm. And so I was a big fucking dark on him for that. But now he's like, he had the money to do it. He's tested it, right? So he has put it to practice, his method, by doing this and building a team around him. And he said, like, I walked into Toys R Us 6 years ago and I told them this stuff and they didn't do it and they're done. And it's like, and I see, like, he's encouraged this from day one. And now he's just, I think it's like there would be the same if we somehow made so much money from this, all of our thinking now about what we think will happen, if that all came
it
true,
validated.
You'd just be like, well, I kind of knew that, guys.
Well, part of it also, so he is in the business of that. So
yeah,
it makes all the amount of sense for him to double down on it.
Yeah.
Should the question that I have, this is a bit inside baseball, but it is weekend banter. Should we be spending money on the Daily Talk Show to do social media ads?
I think there's a whole bunch of steps before we even get to thinking about that. I think it's the optimization of what we do. Mm-hmm. I think it's the method, because Gary Vee's method isn't like the one that he encourages creators to do, isn't paid at that point. So the payment, when you start paying for it, is quite far down the track. I mean, he does for a bunch of stuff, but there's so many opportunities that we can hack, attention that we can grab.
Yeah.
In different areas is what he calls it. He's like, I just look for where attention is being shown, you know? So it's like, what platform, all that stuff, right? So yeah, I don't think it is, because at that point it becomes the company spending the money on the 6-second ad that people don't want, because people don't want us in their feed if they don't know us, especially if we're forcing it down their throat.
Mm-hmm.
And so there is, how do you get it then? It's organic. How do you get organic? It's finding, you know, and creating stuff that resonates or has a good chance of it, and where is the attention at this moment? Like, where are people? Where's the huddle of people right now?
Mm.
And what do they want? And so then it's about, how do we then create that? Because that's free. The good thing about being a content creator is there is shitloads of stuff you can do for free that doesn't cost us as creators money. It's time and resources. So,
well, I think that's part of, I reckon, like 2 months ago when we spent our first, you know, couple of $100 on just doing a basic Insta story ad, I think that's the discovery, isn't it? It's like that it puts a spotlight on the stuff that you're not doing that's not paid that you can actually just do first.
Yeah. I think, and from that keynote I'm talking about, he talks to that for companies that are spending all the cash on the thing that works. And he's like, you need to take 30%. Of that money that in the thing that is working and now be testing all these other things. So that is a version of, we've taken money from, you know, our business to try that.
Yeah.
And until you do it, you don't know.
Mm.
You really don't know.
I think it's about, having more tests and stuff.
Yeah.
Being more, willing to try. Like, I'm excited about this. What did I just press?
What is that?
I just pressed play on my music
Spotify.
Through my Apple Watch. It's quite annoying. I've got to.
Anyway, the testing, what you're saying?
I think that there's like the AR stuff that 97s was talking about. I think that's exciting. Yeah.
Sorry, I like that you're into it though.
Still playing? Maybe mute it.
Nah, it actually, so the weird thing is, I don't know if anyone else has had this issue with the iPhone lately. It looks like it's has the pause button as if it's playing. Paused right now. Mm-hmm. And so it's not moving. And then so you press it again and then it will start playing.
Maybe just mute it.
Maybe get a new phone.
It's already muted.
Get an iPhone 10, babe.
Anyway, Emmy lose on Monday.
Yeah, that's exciting. We've had some great people on. I loved Kylie.
Yeah.
Love Zoe.
Yeah.
And we we recorded a chat with Emmy Lou, and that comes out Monday, mm-hmm. which I'm pumped to. Emmy's such a legend.
She's mm-hmm. great.
Yeah.
She's
so cool. You're in for a bundle of energy. She's
yeah.
awesome.
Yeah.
She's
awesome. But we'll see you tomorrow for Sunday's episode of Weekend Banter. hi@thedailytalkshow.com is the email address if you want to send us an email. If you've got any thoughts on how you think we could do the whole organic thing better, where do you want to see us? Where are we going wrong with this shit? Let us know, because we're in it for the long run, so might as well have that conversation. If you enjoyed the show, feel free to share it on Instagram. Otherwise, we'll see you tomorrow, guys.
Wait, can you just take us out with a crunch of all those four chips? Here we go. Mr. 97, take us away.
You didn't. All right, that was horrendous. All right. Bye, guys.